Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
New York Times Business. January 14, 1912 America, New York. Michael Parks, reporter who rose to lead the Los Angeles Times, dies at 78. A Pulitzer winner, he covered the Vietnam War, the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of apartheid in South Africa before running the Times's newsroom. New York Times Business. January 14, 1905 America, New York, state's appeal decision to throw out their Facebook antitrust case. The state's central claim is that Facebook acquired competitors, particularly Instagram in 2012 and WhatsApp in 2014, in a predatory manner, by crushing competition. Facebook's new logo was unveiled in November.
Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The Kazakh crisis is only one threat hanging over the uranium market. A global crunch in nuclear fuel is no longer impossible. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The faster metabolism of finance, as seen by a veteran broker. Prices are set at the margin, and the marginal trader is a hedge fund manager. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. Will remote work stick after the pandemic? Speakers at the American Economics Association's annual pow-wow take a shot at the question. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. The new government hopes to cure Germans' distaste the stock market. Plans include funding a small part of the public pension scheme through stock investment. Finance and Economics, January 14, 1900 America, New York. A corruption probe is only the latest of Chinese insurers' woes. About 30% of salespeople have left the industry since 2019.
Wall Street Journal Markets, January 14, 1821 America, New York. J.P. Morgan, Albertsons, Delta Airlines, stocks that defined the week. Here are seven major companies whose stocks moved on the week's news.
New York Times Business, January 14, 1813 America, New York. Howard Solomon, 94, dies. His business success had a personal connection. After one of his sons fell into a deep depression, he helped him recover. He later licensed an antidepressant that was a boon to his pharmaceutical company. The Library of Economics and Liberty, January 14, 1802 America, New York. Government humanitarianism. Without government, how would we be able to keep the homeless from getting shelter? Temperatures in Gloversville, New York, are expected to fall to -4 degrees tonight.
BBC News Business, January 14, 1753 America, New York. Ex-supermarket boss Lord Sainsbury of Preston Candover dies at 94. The company's current chief executive described John Sainsbury as a shopkeeper to his core.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business, January 14, 1730 America, New York. Netflix raises prices on U.S., Canada plans. The streaming platform standard plan for U.S. users now costs $15.49 a month, up from $13.99.
Daily FX Market News, January 14, 1700 America, New York. Australian dollar outlook, U.S. dollar drop boosts AUD. Will China GDP add momentum? The Australian dollar appreciated last week as the US dollar took a dive, lifting commodities. Will USD weakness keep commodities in AUD, USD elevated?
Marginal Revolution, January 14, 1642 America, New York. TikTok returns. TikTok stars are dancing their way to the bank. Some are making more than America's top chief executives. Charli D'Amelio, who started posting videos of herself dancing on TikTok in 2019, brought in $17.5 million last year, according to Forbes, which recently ranked the highest-earning TikTok stars of 2021.
New York Times Business, January 14, 1615 America, New York. Martin Ciccarelli barred from drug industry and must repay $64.6 million. A federal judge found that Mr. Ciccarelli violated state and federal antitrust laws by trying to maintain a monopoly over a life-saving drug and must pay back the excess profits. Martin Ciccarelli on Capitol Hill in 2016.
Forex Live, January 14, 1612 America, New York. S&P and NASDAQ index close at session highs. Major indices down for the week. The major U.S. stock indices are closing mixed, but both the NASDAQ and the S&P index erased declines and are closing near the highs for the day. For the week, the major indices are all lower. The Dow closed lower and was down for the second straight day. NASDAQ closes higher despite higher yields with Forex Live, January 14, 1609 America, New York, Forex Live, America's FX News Wrap. Big miss on December U.S. retail sales. US December retail sales minus 1.9% versus 0.0% expected. January prelim UMish consumer sentiment 68.8 versus 70.0 expected. ECB's Lagarde. Monetary accommodation is still needed for inflation to settle at 2% over the medium term. Forex Live, January 14, 1559 America, New York, EURUSD bounces near 100-hour MA. EURUSD on the 4-hour chart. The EURUSD moved lower and lower today. In the process, the pair moved below what was a swing area going back to November. That area held earlier in the week.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 14, 1542 America, New York, Chinese regulator flags a $50,000 fine against Walmart. A local Chinese regulator and state media highlighted this week a roughly $50,000 fine Walmart paid last year, keeping a spotlight on the U.S. retailer. New York Times Business. January 14, 1535 America, New York, when you're stuck in the middle of a workplace battle. What do you do when your company's leadership has essentially abdicated any culture creating or policy setting role to you?
Forex Live, January 14, 1533 America, New York, rising yields no obstacle for the risk trade today. Treasury yields are at the highs of the day, but that's no obstacle for U.S. stocks. The S&P 500 is nearly back to unchanged after falling by more than 40 points a few hours ago.
BBC News Business. January 14, 1527 America, New York, jailed, pharma bro, Martin Shkreli ordered to repay $64 million. Martin Shkreli has also been barred from the U.S. pharmaceutical industry for life.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. January 14, 1527 America, New York, Martin Shkreli banned for life from drug industry. Martin Shkreli was ordered to pay nearly $65 million after a federal court found that he engaged in illegal and monopolistic behavior.